Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Integrated Home, the podcast that's produced by the home integration community for the home integration community. My name is Jeff Hayward, and this episode is a recording of a discussion that took place at the interior design show Decorex, where we talked about one of the standout highlights of the event, Serengeti Living. We're joined by Helen Bygraves from Hill House Interiors, James Ratcliffe from Homeplay, and Kiana Parahimi from Lutron. Welcome to The Integrated Home. So can you describe who you are and what you do?
Yep, I'm James from Homeplay. We are a technology integrator, and we've come here to show the interior design community what's possible when you use technology to elevate an interior design.
Wonderful. And Kiana?
Yep, so Kiana from Lutron. I am the UK sales director for residential business, and Lutron is a lighting control manufacturer. So we control artificial lighting and natural lighting with window treatments.
Fantastic. And Helen?
And I'm Helen Bygraves. I'm co-director of Hill House Interiors. We are an interior and architectural and interior design company based in London and Dubai.
And James, you talked about being a technology integrator and showing interior designers what they can do. So what are you doing at Decorex?
We love working with interior designers, and we've got a beautiful showroom which Helen Hill House helped us do about 8 years ago, and it still looks fabulous today. We've been slowly updating it over the years, and it's in an industrial estate in Sunbury, and it's very difficult to get interior designers to come to us. And so we thought we'd build a little mini version of it and bring it here, because whenever an interior designer does come to our showroom, they're always blown away by it and they want to work with us, which is great, but it's just hard getting them there in the first place. So
you're bringing the showroom to the design world here at Decorex?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like a mini version of our showroom here, yeah.
And I believe, Helen, it's called Serengeti Living, which was your idea. So do you want to just talk us through your involvement?
Well, when James first approached us and said, would you collaborate on the stand together, he said we've got to think of a theme. So I was just about to book a holiday to on a safari, so it was serendipity
and Serengeti.
Exactly.
Excellent. Okay, and how do you think it's worked, James? What and in fact, first of all, let's talk about what you've got in there. What is the story that you're talking about?
So it's a 5-minute pre-programmed demonstration. Because I didn't want to be, if I say I'm here doing this now and the stand's open, I didn't want to, I didn't want it to be not an immersive, or people, so that people could just push a button and start a demonstration. So we created some special video content on a big portrait LED screen that doesn't look like a TV. You hit the button, that starts rolling, and sound and light kind of immerses you in the space, and just shows you what technology can do to a great interior. Because it's a beautiful interior, but by lighting it properly and controlling the light and the automated curtains as well on the outside, we've just made it better. Yeah.
And I've seen it described as a cinematic multi-sensory experience. That sum it up, do you think?
Did I come up with that? It sounds very la-di-da, but I'd say so. Yeah, there is a sense of cinema about it, and it is quite theatrical. Yeah. And the response has been amazing. I mean, people have been loving it, and it's been so busy, just demonstration after demonstration after demonstration, just back to back. We couldn't have wished for a better response, really. Yeah,
fantastic. And the thing that strikes me is that when you're in that room, you're very aware of being immersed in an experience, but it's also how that technology integrates with the interior that you've put together for that, Helen, which I think is really good.
Just getting back to the immersive experience and the idea behind Serengeti, when I thought of that idea, I think that the different sounds mixed with the technology of the Serengeti, or wherever, you know, safari may go on, or whatever it may be, that was very much in my thought what I wanted to use the idea for, is to get the sound. Obviously, we're all talking about the sound quality and the experience, and that was really the fundamentals behind the actual idea of what we were going to actually call it and how we were going to use it. So that then followed through to the interiors. We had several of our companies that we deal with really help us on the stand, donating many things. But yeah, the idea came from we wanted it to be wildlife, ecological, all about saving the planet, which I think is a big topic of conversation now, and how we can use, we've got several pieces of sustainability pieces on the stand as well.
Fantastic. And the textures and the colours are really very, very nicely put together and fit perfectly.
Yeah, they were typically done to suit the theme and the experience.
And to expand upon that sustainability idea, the whole stand has been designed that it can be taken apart and put back together and moved around and reused.
Absolutely.
So it reaches the Better Stands Gold standard, which means that it's the highest level of sustainability and reusability. So we built it in a warehouse prior to bringing it here, to test that all the technology worked and how it all fit together. Because it's quite, we built a high-end interior in 3 days. We're also in the side of the show where we only get a three-day build. They get 4 days over there. So we really made it hard for ourselves by picking to be in this hall. I didn't realize at the time we booked it.
You live and learn.
It's a very sustainable, reusable concept. We're hoping to get more mileage out of it over the next couple of years. Yeah.
The juices are already flowing on the next one, aren't they?
Yeah.
And Kiana, Lutron have played a huge role in Serengeti Living 2. Do you want to talk about the light and the shade and how that all works and fits with James's theme?
Yeah, I think like James says, he has his experience centre. Lutron has one in London and it's kind of the same thing. You interior designers need to go and see it to experience it. Otherwise, it doesn't really make sense. It's a very hard story to tell without feeling it. So we've exhibited at Decorex for a few years on our own. And last year, I think we had fun on the stand. James was basically a Lutron employee for, I think, a couple of the days. So when he said this year, do you want to do it together? Actually, I think it made a lot of sense. Because it is quite hard to do a show every single year. It's a big expense, but on time as well. It was a no-brainer to work with you on it. But it kind of, I feel like every year it's gotten better when we've done these things because we wanted it to be experiential. We didn't want to stand there with products on a wall. It's boring. Like people need to feel what you're trying to tell them. Mm-hmm. So we did the storytelling last year, but I think having it pre-recorded is genius.
Yeah.
Because the message is consistent. You're not relying on different people telling it slightly differently. And it's just really, it's genuinely quite magical being in there. Because when the curtains close, so I saw it for the first time here on Monday, because obviously we've worked together on it for months, but you see it for the first time, it really gets your attention.
Absolutely,
that's so
yeah.
Cool. But then the second time, I kind of watched the faces in the room and the way the lighting changes to kind of work with what's on the screen. So everything's just happening so subtly, but the feeling of the room changes. And then when it goes dark with the thunderstorm and it's back on again, like it's just really quite emotional when you're in there. Really fun. And then it kind of goes into obviously real life because it's fun to do the Serengeti Living. But then the reality is we're trying to help.
Yeah.
I guess interior designers understand, yes, you're putting so much energy into these amazing, beautiful spaces. But if you don't light them properly, you're not going to bring it to life and you're not getting the best out of what you've designed. Yeah. So kind of showing it in this without telling it, but just showing it, it's nice. It feels, I've said magical twice. I'll say it one more time. But it's great.
Do you want to add to that, Helen? Because that is what you try to achieve as an interior designer.
Exactly. And we are great advocates of a house must be lit beautifully. And, you know, if you can showcase something like that, you have to say no more. It does the job for you, doesn't it? So the different layers of light, the importance of lighting and of anything, you know, so many of our clients want the electric curtains and all those things to see it. And we've had it videoed. So, you know, everything can be relived for the clients as well. So having that experience, yeah, I think it's really immersive. It's really, it's quite sexy. quite a sexy feeling when you're in there. And I think it is quite emotional. I agree with you. It's really emotional.
And I think in such a small space, you've got really nice layers of lighting in there because you've got the little downlights, you've got the bigger sort of LED feel that dims and adapts the circadian rhythm too, doesn't it?
Yeah. So we've got Lumaris tape on the back wall and some of the coffers, and it's a new light source that Lutron's launched. And I think we got quite excited when we thought we could put it on the stand because I'm pretty sure it's the first place we've shown it in the UK. It's intelligent, so it's native to our system, but the spectrum is great, and it's kind of the way it curves. And I'm sure it probably made your life easier having this.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, in terms of programming, well, much, much easier. But we were trying to be sort of subtle with the color because we didn't want to have just sort of garish purples and that sort of stuff. So we tried to keep it quite kind of pastely. And we've used it to mirror the different times of the day in the video that we take you through. We start off at nighttime and then sunrise and then midday. And we kind of show that through the lighting as well. So the lighting changes.
I mean, that is what is so powerful. It's emotional, yes, but it's also very natural what you're experiencing in there.
Yes, and we pushed the boundaries a little bit, didn't we, on the Serengeti theme? Because when we were looking at these images, I think I said to James, they have to move.
Yeah.
So
the animals have to.
Animals must move.
They must move.
Well, we couldn't find any stock footage of the Serengeti that did what we wanted. So we used a computer game engine called Unreal Engine to generate all the imagery.
Oh, wow.
And then edited that together with Premiere Pro and various other things. We used an AI voiceover because we were changing the thing throughout. I was like, can we change that, make that longer, add a different word there? Because we can use an AI voiceover rather than having to pay a voice artist to redo it 27 times. We just typed it in and regenerated the voice.
Don't just keep up with the industry, get ahead of it. Join us for ISE 2026 in Barcelona. Use our special code IntegratedHomePod for free registration at iseurope.org.
I mean, that is fascinating that there's so much technology that you're not really aware of that's gone on behind the scenes.
There's a ton of AI stuff. I had a ChatGPT project going on in the background where I told it everything about the projects. And then if I wanted to say, can you write me a short piece for this PR bit or whatever, it would generate it for me without me having to think about it. But it did it better than I could.
It's very polished.
It knew everything about the project, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, don't put us out of a job, James. And in the past, you've talked about invisible technology a lot in luxury interiors and how important that is. I know that's, again, a big part of what Hill House do. So do you want to just describe what you've got hidden away in there, James?
Yeah, well, the whole thing, one of the reasons it's kind of hard to show what we do somewhere like this is because everything we do is invisible. That's the whole point of what we do. We get rid of all the ugly tech. I hate seeing iPads on the wall and all that sort of stuff.
So do we.
So, yeah. So,
as interior designers, that's our worst nightmare. Want to see it. Wall acne. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So I'd much rather see a beautiful brass keypad, which is what we've got in there. The speakers are all completely invisible. So there's 8 speakers, 4 in the ceiling, 4 in the walls low down. So you get this really immersive sound. But they're behind some beautiful Arte wallpaper. And then behind a plastered ceiling, like a special finish.
Pilata,
yep. We've got a lot of Pilata in all of Helen's jobs, that's for sure.
Yes, particularly like it.
Honestly look at the stand, there's nothing is there on show. And I think that's the thing you're trying to get across is it doesn't have to be seen. And it was programmed well. Like we hear all the time, I've had technology before, it's awful, I hate it, the client hated it. But it's because it was delivered badly. I think when you do work, like it's always very subtle, isn't it?
Yeah, is it?
You don't need a million buttons or sensors.
Generally, someone who's had a bad experience with technology is because it wasn't thought about and it wasn't implemented properly, yeah.
All I can see in there is one Lutron keypad.
That's it.
That's the only visible tech, aside from the artwork screen. Yes. That's the only visible tech in there, yeah.
And you've got everything integrated on Control 4, and there's Sonant speakers there as well, but...
Yeah, and it's literally just one button push and the whole thing gets automated by a sort of combination of Lutron and Control 4. And
And the TV screen is not your conventional TV screen, is it, in there?
We wanted to put in a big TV, and Helen and the team were like, we can't have a big TV in there, it looked like a council house. And so we thought, well, if we put in an LED screen that doesn't look like a TV, so it looks like a piece of art, we can put video artwork on it, but then when you want to use it as a TV, it can still work as a TV, and it was built into the joinery beautifully. It fits perfectly and it looks awesome. And that's been one of the main draws. So many people have been asking about that screen.
And I have a funny comment to make, actually, because James always wanted to do a nightclub. And I went, yeah, that's nightclub's fine, but it's a bit predictable. But we got the nightclub in anyway, didn't we?
Yeah.
You got the drinks at 4 o'clock and it turns into a nightclub.
It does, so, yeah.
This is what's great as well. It's not just a room where you walk in and see it and think, yeah, that's great, and you walk out again. The whole part of the show is taking you through the Serengeti living experience, yeah. But then it ends with, this is how you could actually do it at home, which I think is correct. A really nice way to relate that, yes, back to what.
Although I love to be doing that yoga every morning. I just don't, doesn't seem to come into my routine, but
yeah.
One of the things,
yeah, it relaxes you.
One of the things that I like about working with interior design is that you challenge us to do difficult things. And when you said to us, we must have a coffered ceiling, I thought, well, you do realize we've got to build this in 3 days, right? Okay.
And then you get to do the lighting.
And because we were just going to do a flat ceiling. And then when you sort of challenged us to do coffered lighting, I thought, oh man, how on earth are we going to build this? But I'm glad we did, because it really helps to bring the whole space together.
It also gives you the feeling of more height. It makes a difference in the space that you're living. Yeah.
And it's not just the experience you get inside, but there's outside. You've got the animals walking across on a moving LED screen, which is not something you see at Decorex.
No. And I think it's drawing a lot of attention, isn't it?
It sure is. You, it's very striking from across the sort of cafe area out here. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So tell me, was your hair, did it have so much grey hair?
Thanks, Jeff.
I mean, what's it been like?
It was jet black last week.
Yeah,
I did a post actually through our social media, Helen, who's brilliant, Rachel, sorry, who's brilliant. And I sent her a picture of me in the morning, and then I used AI to make me look 30 years older in the afternoon. And I really felt like it during the build. Saturday was one of the most stressful days of my entire life. About 8:30 on Saturday evening, when I thought, oh my God, we've got half an hour left and the show opens in the morning and we've still got so much to do and there's still stuff that doesn't work. But anyway,
get there in the end.
We got there.
Sunday was a challenge, wasn't it? Getting through the day.
But a year in the planning and then obviously building it off-site, testing it off-site.
There's no way we couldn't have done it if we hadn't built it off-site. Yeah. No way, Jose.
Yeah. No, I think it's fantastic. So the $6 million question is, has it worked?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. No, it's been better than I'd imagined, actually. And both in terms of the way it's ended up looking, because it looks just like the renders, really. And the response has just been astonishingly good. Like, I couldn't wish for more. We've got so many brilliant contacts and, yeah.
And watching people's faces must be quite nice that you get that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, you created a feeling for someone.
Yeah.
And their faces light up. Like, when the curtains open, it's like they forgot they were at Decorex.
Yeah.
They've kind of been in this, out of the ordinary. It's just amazing. And their faces just light up. Like, it's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's been brilliant fun.
And it's that word of mouth back to the clients that they work for that is going to drive business.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
Yeah. Hopefully. Yeah. No, it's been, as I say, I've loved every minute. I'm going to be a bit sad at the end of the day when it's over, actually.
It's like when Christmas is over.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be nice to do something like this in your showroom, where it is maybe a bit pre-recorded.
Yeah.
It's obviously, the integration panel is quite big, but to have HomePlay actually have a place where you can go and see, and I know you say it's on an industrial estate, but it doesn't really matter. I think if someone needs to go and feel something, quite nice. So I think maybe take some of this back to the...
Yes, no, I've had a lot of thoughts over the last few days, and that's one of them. Off. Yeah.
And I think today's the public day, so it'd be very interesting to see members of the public coming in today that could be completely new clients.
Yeah,
indeed. And what's been your big takeaway from working on this project, Helen? What would you say?
Well, we've done quite a few exhibitions, so we're very aware of that rush to the last minute and, panic and what you have to do, but it always comes together at the end. And I think my take is anything is possible. And, I've got a business now in Dubai and I see people pushing the boundaries of design and, literally there isn't the word no anymore. Anything is possible. And I think, I think that's true of what we've achieved here.
I would imagine, don't let me put words in your mouth, but I would imagine that if a client says to you, can you do this, knowing James, you'll say, yes.
Absolutely. even as interior designers, Just you wait, Jones. No, I think as interior designers, you know, we're all always learning all the time, and you always, you know, need your trusted suppliers, you know, and working with Lutron and James and everyone, you know, I think we have confidence in delivering the end package to our clients and, you know, surpassing their expectations. That's the goal.
Yeah, surpassing expectations. What do you think, Kiana? What's your takeaway from this project?
I've loved the collaboration, because when we've done it, it's just been Lutron, and we get partners to help us with bits, but I think it's been nice seeing it come together.
Yeah.
And it not just be the focus, because ultimately it can't make all the difference, light and control. You need the other bits to come together.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a really good point. It is all about collaboration.
Yeah, 100%.
Completely.
I mean, we couldn't have, if we'd have just done it on our own, we couldn't have afforded to do it, because there's just so much expensive stuff in that room.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've been brilliant helping us out, you know, with the carpets and the wall coverings and
that's also down to collaborations from all the, you know, like, you know, the carpet companies, the lighting companies.
Everyone has wanted to be involved.
Absolutely. And very generous. But that's why we do the filming, and that's why we do, you know, the photography, because the suppliers can then use it afterwards. And if they generously donated, then I think it's your duty to give back.
Absolutely. I do have my eye on a few pieces.
Oh, right. Okay. Maybe they will make it back.
They might disappear at 4 o'clock. I have a van outside.
Well, bravo to you all. I think it's one of the standout attractions here at the show. So just absolutely fantastic work to you and all your partners, James. Well done.
No, and thanks so much to all of the people that contributed. Yeah, because there are so many people. They're all listed in our little brochure. And yeah, we couldn't have done it without the help of I mean, there's probably 25, 30 different companies that have contributed. So thanks to all of them. Yeah.
It's a pleasure.
Fantastic. You can find out more about The Integrated Home on Instagram at Integrated Home Podcast and on LinkedIn at The Integrated Home Podcast. Thanks to our partners, Integrated Systems Europe. The Integrated Home supports Together for Cinema, and we are a Wildwood Plus production.
The Integrated Home supports Together for Cinema. Together for Cinema is a community interest company that collaborates with the AV industry to design and install cinema rooms in children's hospices and other deserving locations across the UK. So far, thanks to the huge generosity of manufacturers, distributors and integrators freely giving of their time, products and expertise, we've created 46 dedicated cinemas, equivalent to an installation value of about £1.2 million. In these special places, families, staff and volunteers are now enjoying fantastic movie experiences together and helping to create very, very special memories. Help our industry continue to make a difference. Visit togetherforcinema.co.uk and find out how you can be involved to make short lives just that little bit better.